بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ان الله بالغ امره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, Ramadan is a sacred month. When in Allah Azza wa Jal constantly and repeatedly is testing His creation. And together with testing His creation, Allah gives humanity the opportunity to achieve infinite eternal bliss in this world as well as the after. Fasting is a complete purification. It is a means of developing Allah consciousness. It is a means of developing the presence of Allah. And it is the presence and the consciousness of Allah that is a protection against the schemes of shaitan and our desires. From amongst the various benefits that Allah speaks of those who imbue and imbibe in their lives the quality of taqwa, those who are conscious of the presence of Allah, Allah speaks in the Quran Kareem, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Those who are conscious of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah ordains a way out for them. Allah creates an opening for them. Allah makes things easy for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Allah provides sustenance for them from avenues they would not be able to perceive. You and I know from amongst the qualities of Allah is Allah can give with means, Allah can give without means, and Allah can give against means. So Allah will provide sustenance for a person who is conscious of Allah from avenues that he will not be able to comprehend. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ Those who rely on Allah, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ Allah is sufficient for them. They need nobody else besides Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ This is what Allah has in purpose. This is surely what Allah has attained with regard to His purpose. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا And Allah has appointed a measure for anything and everything. Respected elders and friends, many Muslims today, they have a misconception about fasting and the activities of a fasting person. Unfortunately, you will find many of them go into a state of semi-hibernation. Spending most of their daylight hours in bed. If they have a little fear of Allah, they will stand up for prayer. And the very next opportunity they get back into bed. So they go into a state of semi-hibernation. Friends, this unnatural pattern of sleep makes them lazy, makes them dull-witted, makes them irritable, and often makes them cranky. Ramadan is actually a time of intense activity. Because now Allah has lightened the burden of eating and drinking constantly. Allah has lightened the burden of eating and drinking. So a Muslim should be able to strive more in the cause of Allah in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam approximately had passed 9 Ramadans after he migrated to Medina. Allow me in this short period of time just to highlight to you, and I will walk with you through the corridors of history in this next 15 minutes, and we will see what history has recorded with regards to the achievements that the Muslim Ummah had attained in the month of Ramadan. And when you walk out of this masjid, you must be able to change your mind, and you must be able to transform your heart, and you must have a clearer understanding of what is the month of Ramadan about. Respected elders and friends, in the first year after the Prophet made Hijrah, after he migrated to Medina, he sent Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu with 50 Muslim riders to a place called Saif al-Badr. And there, the purpose was to investigate 300 riders from the Quraysh who had camped very suspiciously in that area. They had camped very auspiciously in that area. The Muslims were about to engage in battle, but for some reason they got separated. Now at all times, we must understand the munafiqeen and the hypocrites of Medina were opposed to the unity of the Muslim. They were opposed to Muslim brotherhood. So at that very time when this was happening, they built a masjid on the outskirts of Medina, which Allah has termed as Masjid al-Dirar, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا. It was at this juncture that the Nabi of Allah had instructed the destruction of that masjid. And this happened in the month of Ramadan. On the 17th of Ramadan, Almighty Allah had separated truth from falsehood. And perhaps one of the most decisive moments in Islamic history had occurred on this day. It was on this night that mine and your beloved Nabi stood in the court of Allah and he made a dua that enabled me and you today to be Muslims. Enabled me and you today to be traversing the surface of this earth. Enabled me and you today to be believers. And in the dua he speaks to Allah. And he makes a conversation with Allah. And he says, oh Allah, if this group of people were to perish tomorrow, if this small group of people were to perish tomorrow, after this there would be none who will be able to take your word again. There will be none who will be able to say Allah on the surface of this earth again. The next day, a small band of 313 Muslims faced an army of 1,000 plus well-equipped Quraysh army that was sure of victory, that was sure of annihilating Islam from the surface of the earth. Friends, it was on that day that the Muslims fought with the faith, with Iman that was unparalleled. They fought with the burning desire to protect the Nabi of Allah. And they fought with the intention to meet the Allah through martyrdom. It was on that day that Allah gave the Muslim Ummah a decisive victory that would never ever be forgotten. And that, friends, happened in the month of Ramadan. In the sixth after Hijri, the sixth year after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, he sent Zayd ibn Haritha to Wadi al-Qura with a head of detachment to confront a very oppressive lady by the name of Fatima bin Rabi'ah, who was the queen of that area. She had apparently attacked a caravan of Zayd radiallahu anhu, and in this caravan was all the belongings of the Muslim Ummah. And she had plundered and looted this caravan. Respected friends, she was known at that time to be the most protected woman in Arabia. At any given time and moment, she had 50 bodyguards around her. At any given time and moment, she had 50 swords that used to hang in her lounge. She was regarded as the most protected woman in Arabia. Besides that, she was equally renowned to be extremely hostile to Islam. She was killed in the battle with Zayd radiallahu anhu. And this happened, friends, in the month of Ramadan. In the eighth year after Hijrah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah had been broken by the Quraysh. And the Muslim army had engaged by then with the Byzantines in North Africa. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had felt that the time had now come to strike a fatal blow to the disbelievers and to rid the Arabian Peninsula and to conquer the noble sanctuary of the Kaaba and the beloved city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was the time that Allah had chosen to purify the Ka'batullah. It was the time that Allah had chosen to purify Baytullah from nakedness, from abomination, and from polytheism. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out with an army, advancing towards the holy city of Makkah, an army that was never seen in Medina before. Respected friends, the determination of the believers at that time, and they were guided by the will of Allah, became so awesome to the disbelievers that alhamdulillah, the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, which is so dear to every believer's heart, was conquered without any bloodshed. This perhaps was one of the most important dates in Islamic history, because it was during the same day that Allah had rid the Ka'batullah from 360 idols. It was on this very day that the echoes in the valleys of Makkah al-Mukarramah was none other than Allahu Akbar. Friends, this happened in the month of Ramadan. Such was the month of Ramadan in the time of our beloved Nabi. It was a time of purification. It was a time of enjoining good. It was a time of forbidding evil. It was a time of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. It was a time of striving hard with one's life and one's wealth. After the death of our beloved Nabi, Muslims carried on this tradition, and Allah used true believers to affect the course of history. Ramadan continued to be a time of great trials. Ramadan continued to be a time of crucial events which changed the course of history for me and for you. I will just give you another two or three examples, inshallah. 92 years after migration, Islam had spread to North Africa. Now just listen carefully to the countries that I'm mentioning. Islam had spread to North Africa. Islam had spread to Iraq. Islam had spread to Afghanistan. Islam had spread to Yemen. Islam had spread to Syria, to Baghdad. Each and every one of these countries has become a hotspot in the world today. Spain at that time was under the tyrannical rule and the oppressive rule of King Roderick. King Roderick, who had forced 6 million Serbs, 6 million Jews he persecuted. 6 million. And there was a call that was made to the leader of the Muslims at that time to please help the Ummah. To please help and assist the Ummah. Today the tables have been turned. We seek help from disbelievers. There was a time when disbelievers sought help from believers. So at that time, Musa ibn Husayn, who was the governor of North Africa, he responded by sending perhaps one of his most courageous general, whose name was Tariq bin Ziyad, rahmatullah alayhi. Tariq bin Ziyad, who was the head of an army of 12,000 people, and he was confronted by the army of King Roderick that numbered 90,000. 90,000. King Roderick came to the battleground with all his pomp and glory, sitting on a throne that was made of ivory, draped in gems and precious stones, surrounded by 90,000 people of his forces. Friends, when Tariq bin Ziyad reached Spain via the sea, the first thing he did was he burnt the boats that they used as a means of transport. After doing this action, he spoke to his forces and he said, "Listen, my friends, you have two options. Paradise lies ahead of you. Death and the sea lies behind you." Allahu Akbar, friends. Which community can produce men like this man? Which community can produce men of this caliber? Should we be shy to be Muslims? Or should we be honored to be Muslims? He burnt the boats and he said, "Paradise lies ahead of you. Death and the sea lies behind you. The choice is yours." Friends, with enthusiasm, with iman that was bursting from their hearts, they confronted the army of Roderick. They confronted the army, and Allah, through His wisdom, granted the Muslims victory. Not only was King Roderick and his forces annihilated from earth, but Tariq bin Ziyad and Musa bin Husayn rahmatullah alayhi succeeded in liberating the whole of Spain. They succeeded in liberating Sicily and France. And friends, this was the beginning of the golden age of Spain, where Muslim ruled from then on for 700 years. And this, my beloved brothers, happened in the month of Ramadan. It happened in the month of Ramadan. In the year 682 after migration, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, after battling with the crusaders for so many years, eventually drove them out of Syria and the whole of the occupied lands at that time. And friends, this he did in the month of Ramadan. In the 7th year, in the 7th century after migration, the Mongols, those who are acquainted with the history of the Mongols, they were sweeping across Asia, and everything and anything that came in their path was destroyed and annihilated. Respected elders and friends, at that time, Genghis Khan was the leader of the Mongols at that time, and he declared that I am the scourge of God. I am the scourge of God sent to punish humanity for their sins. Friends, in one day, there was a place called Hamdan, and Genghis Khan, who was the scourge of God sent to punish humanity for their sins, in one day, he destroyed 700,000 Muslims. Respected elders and friends, historians write about the Mongol invasion, and they give a very conservative estimate. They say 1.8 million Muslims died at the hands of Genghis Khan. Friends, read your history. Read and see the sacrifices that the Muslim Ummah made. Nevertheless, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi was tasked to free the Muslim Ummah from this oppression. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him victory. Together with that, Allah raised from the Mamluks of Egypt, Allah raised from the mountains of Egypt, a general by the name of Saifuddin Quds rahmatullah alayhi, who united the Muslim army, and he met the Mongols at a place called Ain Jalut. With his cunning strategy, with his unflinching bravery, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Mongol army to crush, and Allah had reversed the tidal wave of horror. The whole of the civilized world, not only the Muslim Ummah, the whole of the civilized world, including Europe at that time, sighed in relief and stood in awe at the remarkable achievement of these noble sons of Islam. Friends, this happened in the month of Ramadan. This was the spirit of Ramadan. This was the enthusiasm of Ramadan that enabled our forefathers, that enabled our pious predecessors to face seemingly impossible challenges. It was a time of intense activity. It was a time when the day was spent in the saddle of the horse, and the night was spent begging for the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah. Now think and ponder for a moment, O Muslim Ummah. Think and ponder for a moment. Had they spent their time in the Centen and the Fordsburg squares? Had they spent their time driving aimlessly towards no destination to kill time? Had they spent their time in the malls? What should have been the condition of me and you? Had they not laid the foundation of Islam for me and for you, what should be mine and your condition? Go to other countries of the world, travel, and you will see this is exactly what happened. Where a Muslim cannot differentiate between eating pork and drinking wine. Had they spent their time sleeping away the month of Ramadan, what should have been the condition of the Ummah? Think and ponder for a moment, respected friends. These were men who fasted during the day. They read Tarawih during the night. Not only the first few nights and the last few nights. They read Tarawih the whole Ramadan. They read Tarawih the whole Ramadan. Gee. Not only the first few nights and thereafter sit outside the masjid and jab away and talk about everything else. Speak about everything else besides Allah. In the month that you were supposed to take from the treasures of Allah. Is that how we're going to spend our Ramadan again, friends? Standing outside. Wallah, if I go now outside. If I go now outside, give me 5 minutes, I'll go. And you will see the brothers standing at the corridors outside, talking and smoking. This is the love we have for Deen. And we say we are Muslims. We call ourselves believers. We say we want from the treasures and the mercy of Allah. But we say that what we do not do. Go outside. Do you allow me to go outside? And which parent got the guts to come with me outside and see what his child is doing outside? Come. Let's go. Friends, the Ummah need believers. Wallah, the Ummah is in need of believers. Believers who can stand against the forces of batil. Believers who can stand against the forces of falsehood. Believers who can stand up in the night of Ramadan and cry in the court of Allah. Believers who are prepared to sit in the saddle of Islam and take Islam to the four corners of the globe. If we are going to spend our time running behind materialism, running behind things that will not benefit the Ummah, how then are we going to lay the foundation for our future generation? How then are we going to lay the foundation for the coming generation of our beloved sons and daughters? Think for a moment. Ponder for a moment and let this Ramadan be different from your other Ramadans. Make a firm resolution in your heart, because Ramadan is here. Where are you? Let not the edict change after Ramadan, when it will be said Ramadan was here. Where were you? Ramadan was here. Where were you? May Allah give me and all of us the ability to practice. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.